The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Cruising through this glorious Thursday morning where it's just hot, miserably hot, and it's going to stay that way for a couple extra days. But oh well, we live in the desert. That's what we do. You don't have to shovel it. As long as there's no like train fires or messes, and it's not as bad as you think. I'm reading these articles. I just got kind of down because I saw two articles in a row that said masks might not be enough. These face shields do a better job than the masks. I'm like, no, I'm in on the masks. I can't do the welding mask. I can't do it.
But to me, also shifting 4 months in for this right. for what would be the third time because it was no, we're not sure about masks.
Yeah.
Now masks all the time.
Exactly.
Now something different.
Now it's just stick to the message. Even if you're wrong at this point, you've got so many people that you're just going to prove the anti-maskers correct when you start saying, well, there's a better way. Maybe they are wrong about the mask, but it's the best defense we've come up with. I hate it. I've got this one that Paul gave me. Paul Sura, hey, I got you something. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to get killed or fired. But he gets me this mask, and it's from China. It's a Steelers mask, which, you know, it's cool. But it's not. It just says Steel. It's basically the Steel Union.
Oh, it's like the jerseys we used to get. Right? Misspelled.
I got a Chinese mask, and I'm like, is this?
Oh, and he goes, yeah, you put it on your head?
So, but I've been wearing it because I don't, and it's tight. But this one makes me feel like I'm actually doing something. Like this one feels
you don't
like
have is it to comfortable to breathe.
It goes around my neck. Listen to this. I mean, it cuts you off.
That's
man.
Bane.
Yeah,
that is absolutely.
Listen, Gotham.
Yep.
Which is just our old boss Chuck RT in his last days of COPD. It's all Batman's fault. But yeah, this thing is great. But so I'm wearing this thing around. I'm like, all right, this feels like I'm actually getting something done. And maybe it's even psychosomatic, mental, that the mask is doing something and I feel like I'm being – but if they move it over to the face shields, I can't do it. I can't.
I
want to, but I can't.
I've seen that hybrid one where it's the cloth on the bottom and a clear shield on top.
And that's for the sign language people, because what we've learned here recently is that sign language people do a lot of like eye rolling and mouth stuff. Everything they say looks like they're like, this guy, what an asshole. But maybe they just don't like Governor Ducey. But the whole time they're signing for stuff,
I watch those intentionally just to watch the sign language chicks on there.
How about the one?
It's insane.
Well, you haven't heard us
the
talk
redhead
about
one.
This. Well, have you seen the one? No, do you watch the Channel 3, like the local one?
No, I usually watch. Well, I watch Channel 10.
Okay.
I think it's the same signer.
Maybe it is the same signer. But the one that looks like Greg Maddox is in transition to be a woman. That's my favorite. Yeah, I like the one that looks like Maddox becoming a woman. And then the one that replaces Maddox becoming a woman, because they can't go the full nine innings. They got to call the got to go to the bullpen midway through. Their arms get tired. Those big, giant Greg Maddox arms wear out. You'd think if anybody could have a complete game in sign language, it would be a Greg Maddox woman lookalike. The other one that comes in is the lady who was on Sesame Street for years. I forget her name just offhand, but she was the lady who was the deaf woman on Sesame Street when I was a kid.
The real one?
Kids. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and she's she lives here and is like a sign language superstar, but she was the one that was on years ago to teach kids about deaf people. Linda. Her name was Linda.
Hmm.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but she's
vaguely,
our other signer. And then a guy who used to do work on my house, Danny Bond, his sister is a signer. And there's been times when they've gone to the bullpen twice and two other people come out. Since Maddox is there, girl Maddox, they go to Girl Maddox. And then the funny thing is Linda will come in for a little while. I'm like, oh, Sesame Street's Linda. She's like 70 now. And she fires off a couple innings. Then Maddox comes back. So Maddox doesn't go to the locker. Maddox goes and takes left field to stay in the lineup. And they call her back into the game. But Greg
and
Maddox
why,
in transition is awesome.
Ducey does those pressers every 5 to 7 days on the rotation.
Yeah, that's right, because it's their day to start. You're right. He might be doing other ones Monday through Thursday in other places with his different staff. But that's his one. He goes to Maddox, and how could you not? It's a Hall of Famer.
It's the televised game.
And Ducey looks a little bit like Maddox, so it's almost before and after of Ducey transition, too. But she's got the glasses. She looks like Greg Maddox.
The way they're swinging them arms around sometimes doing that sign language stuff, I'm like, you're gonna need Tommy John surgery by the time this is all done.
She pulls something.
Kidding? Yeah.
That can't be a word.
And deaf people are at home going, we're going to open schools. My arm. Why is Ducey so mad at his arm? When can a sign language person tell you they're hurt? I'm just telling you somebody else is hurt all the time. Transitioning Greg Maddox is pretty solid. We're in on that. But I can't do the face shield. It's bad enough for me being. Are you an anti-masker, Brett? You're a mask guy?
Nah, I wear it. I mean, if it makes everybody else comfortable, I'm fine with it. I don't care. You know, I mean, it's a virus. I think eventually we're probably all going to get it.
That's
here
what everybody
or there.
Keeps saying.
You know, I hope not.
I still disagree with that.
I don't want that to be the
case.
No,
I don't either,
the mask.
By any means.
Right. But my argument to that lately has been, you know, it's been 12, and I know they're not the same. Don't get on me about it.
I'm going to get on you about it.
No. It's been at least 12 years since I've had the flu. I've been able to avoid the flu.
Here we go. You better knock on something,
brother.
You can
avoid this.
Knock
on
wood.
You can avoid
everything else but the flu.
I was going to say, you are immune to a lot of regular diseases, but then you got Africa elbow,
I suppose that's fair.
Consumption, you had that weird whooping cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring home 1800s illnesses and leave the current ones to us. But I hear people say, what Brett said all the time, I hear people say, oh, we're all going to get it anyway. And maybe that's true. Maybe we'll all be exposed. But if we can avoid that statistic, I'd like to.
Oh, absolutely. I hope we do. But I just, I don't know.
But if they start seeing that I've seen two articles today, the clear mask is much, or the clear shield is much better than the mask. It just makes mask people right. The anti-mask people. Because it's better for you to breathe. You cannot.
And you're not protecting your eyes with the.
Right. You cannot spit or get spit on with that on. And right, and you don't touch your face as much. There's a whole bunch of benefits to that, but I you know, look, you're just the mixed message is why this gets so stupid sometimes.
It comes off like they're flip-flopping all
the
time.
Like
now.
They
it's
don't
like,
know.
Make up your mind, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I agree. So you just got to get something in there that makes it feel like, hey, we're all doing the right thing, even if it's not right. Lie to us, you know? If it's something, you're like, hey, the masks cause it. That's one. This mask is clearly from China. I have a Chinese virus, Chinese mask. My mom texted me the other day, by the way. I found out what side she's on. Because on my birthday, I get a text that says, happy birthday, love you. When the China virus ends, maybe we can get together. And I'm like, she's one of them. She's one of them. I didn't know my mom had fallen into that China virus thing. Just call it coronavirus. No, it's the China virus. I'm like, all right, I'll go with it. But she's in on that side. Made me giggle. But yeah, so, you know, the masks are a pain in the ass, but they are what they are. Just don't switch it up. I don't want to have shield up campaigns after we've been... So it makes us look stupid. Yep. It makes us look like, hey, guys, you know, we've all said it. We've been spewing into this microphone for 4 months at the mask. And then now the mask people will fire back and go, see, you idiots. They don't know. And that's the message it sends. So hopefully that's just two dumb articles that kind of come and go. But yuck. Anyway, also, I don't know if you've seen one great thing that's come out of COVID is Jeopardy reruns. They're doing celebrity Jeopardy reruns from 20 years ago. And Charles Barkley was on last night with Martha Stewart and Jeff Probst. And with the NBA starting today, they had Philbin on Monday. Regis was on there Monday, and he's just awesome. Charles Barkley didn't buzz in once in the first round. And Alex said, is your buzzer working? He goes, if I don't know it, I ain't touching this thing. and you find out why in the end. Your charity got 10 grand no matter what. If you won, they added another $5,000. So Charles could have stood there silently for Jeopardy and Double Jeopardy and Final Jeopardy and never said a thing. So the Final Jeopardy question was, and this is the easiest thing in the world for even a moron who knows a little bit, and it made me giggle because he didn't know. It was basically said that the category was John F. Kennedy. And it said, this opera or this musical written by whoever, blah, 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 was something that Kennedy used nightly to go to sleep. He played it nightly to go to sleep. And I think everybody knows that that was Camelot. They called it Camelot. His presidency was called Camelot for that very reason. So people in the know would have known, what is Camelot? Charles Barkley wrote, what is Cats? And he goes, I don't know none of this. I don't know any other questions. I didn't know that. I took a shot. And they're like, well, your charity still gets $10,000. That's why I'm here. One of the questions was, this NBA superstar retired in 1999 after averaging 31.2 points a game. Boop, boop, boop. I'm like, that's clearly Charles's button. Nope, Martha Stewart. Who is Michael Jordan? And the whole crowd just erupts in laughter. It's like, I don't know if it works. I'm trying.
And is that 99?
Dying. I don't know if that's 99. I don't know who retired. And then when he finally got one right, the audience exploded into cheers. Like, yay!
Standing ovation.
He tried.
You're goddamn right, I got one.
Martha and I, and he started, after the questions were being asked, if you watched, he started to just look at Jeff Probst and Martha Stewart like, well, what is it? He wasn't even trying. But it was hilarious. But it brought it on since the NBA starts today. We are going to indoctrinate Brett as he sits in the chair to Charles Barkley Jeopardy. We're going to have a Jeopardy game where everyone answers in the form of Charles Barkley, as hosted by my friend Marv Albert. NBA on TNT tonight. You'll have Marv Albert in here hosting, and everyone, Brett, you understand this?
I think so.
They'll take Brady on. Oh, you can get it. You think you want to try it right now?
No, I'll wait.
Here's the the words.
No, you need to.
Here's the word to unlock it.
What?
You can do two.
Okay.
Mine was always, that's crazy. You're crazy.
All right.
Same things are crazy. Kevin Johnson, crazy. That's all nuts. Everybody try to be an athlete, but you're crazy. Crazy is the word that unlocks that impression. Also, the one that that Frank uses is terrible. That was his unlock. That's terrible.
The other one I like, too, I think it was knuckleheads.
Knucklehead. Well, that's one that you get after you get the impression to say knucklehead. Knucklehead come. He just knucklehead. And then, yeah, crazy.
That was going to be my power.
That's a good one. Crazy, terrible. That's I can't unlock it with knucklehead. Knucklehead just happened. Once you get it, you can say knucklehead all day. But crazy, terrible, athlete. Those are the three. Just get them in your head that way. Brett, you have to do it. We'll have Brett do it. If you want to play, we got $50 gift cards to Hooters today. The NBA is back tonight officially in the weirdest possible way as we stare at them in the bubble. Virtual fans on a wall, as Brett pointed out earlier. There will be a dick on that wall before this is all over, and they're going to have to shut that down. There's no way they don't zoom in a dick. And Jeremy, you went in on this? You do a Charles Barkley? Jeremy's in. Charles Barkley, Jeopardy.
Whether he knows it or not.
And you know what? We'll have you all represent listeners.
17 contestants.
This is going to be even better. All three of you guys, and we'll have listeners on the phone. That way they don't have to participate because their phones stink.
We have to pick our Barkley catchphrase to chime in?
Yes, and you'll have to have something like, well, you can have terrible, knucklehead, or athlete. That's how you buzz in. We'll get it all together. Or Urkel. Brady's chosen Urkel.
Urkel.
Right. Well, because
Brady gets Urkel.
Because he was in
best bowl job ever.
He was in a car with Urkel when he got the and evidently yeah. Was it Michael Strahan was also in the car with him?
No, really?
I don't remember.
Yeah, there was
the
a third guy.
I know Urkel and
again, they were in Scottsdale and they got pulled over. And in the police report, Charles Barkley told the cops, sorry, I was going a little fast and went through that stop sign. I saw a girl who was like in the top five all blowjobs. So the best blowjob I ever had. So I sped through. I had to catch her.
2008.
Urkel was in the car. They had some
Old Town Scottsdale.
They had wine coolers and bear claws.
That's a bear claws and wine coolers in the trunk. It's the greatest story in Phoenix since, you know, yesterday's horrific challenger disaster that happened in Tempe. Once again, just a reminder how bad it was yesterday.
Barkley made candid references to his impending rendezvous with an unnamed woman for oral sex.
Top five all-time blowjobs. He's right there. You're screwing us up, knucklehead. Let me go.
He also at least half seriously implored a civilian police employee to help him get out of this DUI bust.
Yeah. Why don't you help me out here? I was trying to do something good for that lady. She's going to have forever the story of blowing Charles Barkley, and you ruin it. Knuckleheads. Terrible. Then he had to go to jail that night. And it's still the greatest arrest in the history of Phoenix. The second best, Baxter the Bobcat for weed. Because I can't picture that as a normal guy. That's just the dude in the suit getting busted with a bunch of pot in the back of the Diamondbacks car.
And how do you
coming
do that?
Off
do you
a public appearance?
Yeah, he had the hat in the passenger seat. He was probably still in the furry suit. His shoes were off. He's driving with human feet, but he's still in the fuzz.
I mean, do you say that? Do you throw that weight around? You know who I am?
I think it was obvious. I think he was dressed half Baxter. I'm like, are you Baxter? What, man?
But
you're going
signs
to jail,
off
Baxter.
To every school thing. You know, his handler that is with him. And remember, kids, Baxter says, stay in school and don't do drugs.
Yeah, that's right. And then he gets in the car and lights up some California dreams. Yeah, it's good
Did
stuff.
Did you know this about the Barkley arrest?
Uh-oh.
He told the civilian employee, I'll tattoo your name on my ass if it gets me out of this DUI.
It's the best police report of all time. And the cop, like, there's another. And he wrote down all of it. And included it in his report. Please get me out of this DUI. What do I have to do? Damn it. You know what? I tattoo everything. I tattoo your mother's face on my butt and say, welcome to Young City.
Eugene Smith.
Yeah. That was the guy's name? Oh, it's on your ass.
Yeah.
Charles, why do you have Eugene Smith? Oh, it's a long story, but it got me a blowjob. If you want to play, 585-9800. Charles Barkley Jeopardy is coming your way next. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.